Hello, Manitoba. My name is Hunter Shingus, and I'm the community reporter at NCIFM. I'm speaking with Marion McKenzie, the program support manager at Mama Wichita Center, about their upcoming new facility, which is currently under construction. Since 1984, Mama Wichita has been providing vital support to Winnipeg's Indigenous community through services like food security programs, parenting support, senior services, community kitchens, and budgeting workshops. The new $14 million building is set to open within the next 6 months and will help make these essential services more accessible to families. A lot of families in Manitoba have been struggling with food insecurity, and groups like Mama Wichita and Harvest Manitoba are there to help. When the pandemic started in 2020, many people lost their jobs or had fewer hours at work, making it harder to afford everyday essentials. And even after things started to reopen, the cost of living just kept going up. That's when these organizations saw that more support was needed to help families get by.
Food insecurity had been a long-faced challenge in our community, especially within our Indigenous families. And so during the pandemic, we recognized that many of our families were struggling. And then as we came out of the pandemic, those struggles maintained and actually became worse because, you know, we all saw the rising cost of groceries and all those things that we need to survive. And so with the rising cost of those things, the food insecurity became even greater, and we knew that we needed to do something to help our community. And so we reached out to Manitoba Harvest, who we've had a long-standing relationship with, and we brainstormed, how can we support our families? How can we support and take this burden and lessen it for those of our members of our community? And so we brainstormed and we came up with a Sitchikan, which is a community food hub, and it will be more than just food. There'll be resources for community to access, so ways for them to connect with other community members and, you know, help with that isolation that so many of our community members feel. So help with resources, programming, training, and then obviously access to healthy food. And we're going to do that through a community grocery store model. So it allows our community members that do need to access food banks be able to do this in a really dignified way, that they get to have choice and choose things that they want to eat. And, you know, when people access a traditional food bank, everything's kind of just packaged for you. Here, people will have an opportunity to walk through a grocery store like everybody else and choose the items that are going to be most relevant to their family in that time.
Mama Wichita does so much more than just food support. Through their community care sites, they offer a variety of programs to help families and individuals. There are parenting programs, support for seniors, community kitchens, and even budgeting workshops to help people manage their expenses. It's all about creating a space where people can find support, connect with others, and learn new skills to help them through tough times.
Mama Wichita Center has created a model called the Community Care Site. So we have a couple of them already operating in the city, and this will be exactly the same model, just to help support the community members in the community that the center is situated, which is just on Notre Dame, close to HSC. So we will have parenting programs. There will be programs for seniors to come and access. There will be a community kitchen, so families will have the opportunity, or individuals will have the opportunity, to learn how to cook, to learn how to budget their groceries. And at the same time, when they're learning to cook, they're also gaining access through training, so that they can be ready to go out into the job market and have that confidence and be able to do this training in a safe environment. So we'll also have an opportunity for some child minding. So when parents are doing that grocery shopping in our store, there'll be someone there to help, you know, keep the kids busy and keep them engaged and let them have a little bit of time also doing some fun activities.
Getting to a community site wasn't easy for parents, seniors, or youth. Many found that traveling across the city wasn't realistic, and the community voiced that services needed to be closer to home. That's why this new space is so important. It brings support right into the community, making it easier for families to access the help they need without the added challenge of transportation or distance.
Well, you know, we learned as an organization many, many years ago that we needed to be in community, and our community told us we needed to be. For a long time, Mama Wichita Center had an office that was located on Broadway, and many times a mom or grandma with their little ones would have to come and get on a bus or walk all the way downtown from the community that they live in and to request resources and support. Well, we knew that that doesn't make sense. It's too hard for mom to wrap baby up and get them, you know, on a bus and downtown. So we made the decision to be in community where our families need us to be. And so this model is something that community told us we needed to do, and we have found that our success rate in terms of being able to support community members and youth to with services that they can access very easily has been proven to be positive, because we see the impacts of that. We see the impacts of families being able to stay together or be reunified because they have access to resources much easier by having a site that they can walk down the street to participate in programs. And the same would go for our youth. Youth having to get on a bus and you know, take a bus 20 minutes to go and join their friends in activities just is not something that we want in terms of safety. Parents don't want their kids to be gone that far away and that long. So we have community care sites that support youth programming. So kids, again, can walk together with their friends to our youth programs and participate in things together. And parents are comfortable because they know where their kids are. Mama We has always been a trusted community member.
That was Marion McKenzie, the program support manager at Mama Wichita Center, discussing their new $14 million facility set to open in the next 6 months. The center has been providing essential services like food security, parenting support, and community kitchens to Winnipeg's Indigenous community since 1984. To support Mama Wichita, visit mamawit.com for more on donation and volunteer opportunities. I'm Hunter Shingus, your community reporter at NCI-FM and the Local Journalism Initiative. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.